Good morning and welcome to Viewpoint, a weekly public service program heard each Sunday morning on WHMI. I'm your host, John King. We're talking with Beth Walker, who is the Secretary and Treasurer for the Brighton Area Women's History Roll of Honor, who are asking for nominations for the 2021 Brighton Area Women's History Roll of Honor. Of course, those nominations being taken throughout the month of January. Good morning. Thanks for joining us, Beth.
Good morning, John. Thank you for talking about our situation here and our experience of how we like to highlight qualified candidates and amazing women and their accomplishments from the area.
Absolutely. You know, let's get some background, I think, about the Brighton Area Women's History Roll of Honor. How many years have you been doing this? How did this all come together?
Well, Women's History Month is March, during March. And so back in 2002, Board Secretary Joyce Powers and the Assistant to the Superintendent, Sherry Lowmiller, pulled together a group of pictures, posters of notable women to be displayed in the Board of Education room for the Brighton Area Schools. And then in March 2003, the Chamber of Commerce and Downtown Merchants joined the celebration, and they started to display the pictures in their business. And from that, we formed a Women's History Advisory Council, and seven local women were named to the first Brighton Area Women's History Roll of Honor at Women Fest, which was held at the Brighton Center for the Performing Arts. So Joyce Powers has been one of the founders and really one of the main catalysts for moving the Roll of Honor to its position where it is now, which we have 103 women and eight of athletic championship honors as part of the group. Now, our group also includes 10 members of the military, five sets of sisters, a Rosie the Riveter, a former radio announcer. We've got two of the first women voters in Michigan, Charlotte Haight Mellis from Mellis Hospital and Haiti Judson Brady. Both were the two voters in Brighton, and it's quite a broad range of people that are part of it. We're looking for accomplishments that have really made distinctions in of an enduring nature to social, cultural, economic, or political well-being of our community, the state, or even the nation.
Well, and I think that that's, you know, what is interesting is you said there's this broad cross-section of women, different experiences, different eras that they made their distinction, you know, to from, you know, historical, going back into the historical era of the Brighton area to current times. And, you know, what has been remarkable throughout all these years is, I guess, just how many remarkable women are from the Brighton area, have lived here or are from here and have really achieved some very notable things in the course of their lives. To think that, you know, basically 20 years later, you know, you're still able to each year put up a slate of nominees who really have, like I said, a very accomplished backgrounds and really fill out that history record.
Yes, they've made a strong distinction in the cultural flavor of our community. And it's been for an extended period of time. So their accomplishments can still be seen now. And people are still making things that make a difference for the rest of us. Unfortunately, we have not been able to honor the graduates or the new inductees for the Roll of Honor from 2020 yet. Due to COVID, we usually do a ceremony during March with Women's History Month, and we just have not been able to properly honor these women, the six women that we added to our Roll of Honor in 2020.
Well, maybe that's what we're hoping to somewhat achieve today with this interview, is to give each of those women some recognition and talk a little bit more in depth about them since, you know, as you said, COVID has prevented the normal honor ceremony to take place. So let's talk about, so we're talking about the 2020 nominees, the ones that were chosen to represent the Brighton History Roll of Honor. Let's go through them a little bit and talk about their roles and their contributions to the area. First up, I see is it Carolina Louise DeLuca?
That's correct. She's one of a pair of sisters that were nominated by Norma Plest for the 2020 Roll of Honor. Both sisters were born in Mellis Hospital, which is currently the Brighton Chamber of Commerce up on the hill. And Carolina graduated from Brighton High School in 1958, went to Marygrove College, and earned her bachelor's degree in speech, drama, theater, and English, and completed a master's degree in oral interpretation from the University of Michigan. Now, their family owned the DeLuca Sweet Shop that was on Main Street at 128 West Main Street. And Carolina, you know, they've been involved in Brighton for a long time, and she chaired the 1967 Bicentennial Spectacular Committee, which included a reenactment of City of Brighton history. In 1963, she began as a sixth grade teacher at Miller Elementary School, and then she became an English and drama teacher in Lapeer, Michigan. She had a 30-year teaching career, which included 7 years as the English department chair and 14 years as the Lapeer Education Association treasurer. And she directed numerous plays, productions, and musicals.
Now, even as you said, she went on to, you know, have this remarkable teaching career in Lapeer, stayed very connected to the Brighton area, and in fact became a board member with the Brighton Historical Society.
Exactly, and she used to organize their spaghetti dinner fundraiser, which was very successful. And then from 1996 until 2003, she worked with the Women's Resource Center and chaired the Child Abuse Prevention, or the CAP, Council, developing several abuse prevention programs, including Chester Solutions, the annual Children's Fair, and the annual conference regarding child abuse prevention. She, if you may recall, if longtime readers of the Brighton Argus and Livingston County Press, she authored a monthly article on child abuse prevention issues where people could write in and she would answer questions. She was honored for her work with youth by gaining the Champion for Children Award in the 1990s. And then she turned her focus from 2003 to 2013, fundraising for the Connection Youth Services Group to provide emergency housing, counseling, and teaching independent living skills to the homeless. She is a founding member of the Livingston County's 100 Women Who Care, and even now she continues to introduce others to the joys of theater and community service.
So really a half century of service in various capacities, education, you know, championing children and their needs and causes. So certainly a formidable presence in the Brighton area. Not to be outdone by her sister, Josephine.
Exactly. Her sister also was born in Mellis Hospital and graduated from Brighton High School in 1960. And she earned both her bachelor's and master's degrees from the University of Michigan. Now, Heartland Schools hired her in 1968 to be a high school counselor, and she was there for over 40 years in the district, initiating the 1984 Legacy Alternative Education Program that grew into their full-time high school for students who did not flourish in a traditional setting. They even named an award after her. The Joe DeVero Award is presented each June to a graduating senior from Heartland that demonstrates success in the face of adversity. Joe began a student assistance program for students that were suffering life issues and helped to have them cope with the situations through support groups, prevention, and training. So she was on the Livingston County Mental Health Board from 1984 to 1994 and was a founder in the early 1990s of the Livingston Child Abuse and Neglect Network. And her work on that and the bylaws committee led to the present-day Child Abuse Prevention Council, which, of course, her sister was a part of, too. Cho also won the Champion for Children Award, and she's a founding member of the Livingston County Community Alliance, where she is also spearheaded the Heartland Community Alliance organization. She is an advocate for the Connection Youth Services Teen Shelter since it began and was chair of their annual fundraiser for 10 years. Jo is also a founding member of Livingston County 100 Women Who Care and continues to advocate support and resources for community members that are at risk and in need.
Wow, that's, again, quite a legacy for both sisters who have each carved out their own, path, but a lot of commonality between them. But, again, really creating a legacy here for the Brighton area and for Livingston County in general.
Oh, definitely, definitely. And, you know, their work is still felt today. It's not like it would just happen then. It has carried through and has been built upon and is continuing to flourish.
So that brings us to our next honoree, Melinda Rodebaugh-Kinsey, with the Brighton Area Historical Society.
Yes. Mindy has been so active in the community. She's been a leader with the Brighton Area Historical Society since 2002. She's been on their board of directors. She was a treasurer from 2002 to 2013 and currently is the recording secretary. And she archives the documents and events on a weekly basis to preserve the history. So if we think about the Kobach Center right in town, Mindy is very active on the various presentations that are available for our community and visitors to our community to experience and see in the Kobach Center, which is right next to the Mill Pond, the former library. In 2017, when the City of Brighton held their 150th year celebration, Mindy planned, organized, and oversaw the creation of 14 different costumes, historical outfits, the displays, and the events that happened. That was a rousing success, and I know that the city still fondly looks at that celebration as a way to highlight some of the history of the City of Brighton. And then in 2008, she became involved with the Friends of the Brighton District Library, the Board of Directors, and she served as president, treasurer, secretary, and just overall active and organizing the semi-annual sales of over 18,000 books to help fund and support our library programs. Mindy not only is active with the Historical Society, but she is very crafty and artistic and has served as president and co-program director of the Casual Quilters of Brighton since 2009. And they are active in creating the Quilts of Valor for our service members and veterans. They've been doing that since 2010. Mindy has also been an election clerk for Brighton Township since 2017, and she participates as secretary and scrapbook chair of the Pleasant Valley Social Club, which is a 91-year-old tradition in Brighton Township. Mindy is so active, and even since she's joined the Roll of Honor, she's been helping me a lot with pulling together different programs and presentations we can highlight with the Historical Society and building ties between the Roll of Honor and the Historical Society.
Yep, another amazing legacy. And, what is interesting is here you have somebody who's so involved with things like the Friends of the Brighton District Library and the Casual Quilters, and yet still has time to do public service like serving as an election clerk.
Exactly. See, the women of the Roll of Honor are not single-faceted. They have affected the community in many different ways. Even if you may be very prominent in the business area and in the community with the firm you started or something like that, they're usually involved in community service or politics or the arts, and it's just multifaceted and amazing women.
Well, certainly that applies to our next honoree from 2020, Marie Sedmak. And what an interesting story this is.
Yes. Well, see, Marie basically retired to Brighton with her husband, and they came to the United States in 1946 and then joined the Brighton community in 1971. Marie served in the British Royal Navy from 1942 to 45, which was during the height of World War II. She joined the Women's Royal Navy Service and spent 6 weeks in Scotland for basic training. Before then, she was assigned to the Chatham-Kent Naval Base. Now, she was then transferred to Rochester, England, and so she saw numerous German buzz bombs flying over her station that were en route to London for targets. And then they posted, after that became a little dangerous, they posted the signals distribution office where she worked into the tunnels under Dover Castle. And Dover Castle was created during the 1800s, but that was the one safe place where they could be. So when Marie married her U.S. Army Air Corps, her husband, they moved to the United States in 1946. And she's not only from her past service, but she's been a member of the Brighton Garden Club since 1990. And she was recognized with the Club Appreciation Award and the State Life Membership for Meritorious Service.
And so, what is interesting about Marie is I think it shows that, and I've seen this through the years, many of the nominees, you don't have to have been born or grown up in Brighton to be honored for your service to the Brighton area.
Exactly. You just need to have lived, worked, or been affiliated with the area for an extended period of time. We're trying to make sure that the Roll of Honor has a definite connection to the people that we are honoring, and that they feel a connection to our area, too.
So our next honoree also has a connection to the military service.
Yes. Suzanne Royce Siders served in the United States Navy from 1953 to 1956, and she completed training in 1954 as an aviation electronics technician during the Korean War. Now, that's not a standard occupation for a woman. And so to actually be the one working on the aircraft carriers and the airplanes during the war, we think is amazing. She worked in the Davidson, Michigan post office for 20 years after retiring from the service, and then served as a Sunday school teacher and tutored adults that have been learning to read. She now lives at Independence Village, and her needlework skills have supported her quilters group projects for creating lap-sized quilts for veterans in wheelchairs. So it's along the line of the Quilts of Valor that Mindy Kinsey was involved in. And Suzanne also serves as a volunteer mentor to new residents that come to Independence Village to help them feel comfortable and know about activities within the Brighton community.
So, yes, another amazing story, which is also the case for our next honoree, Karen Story.
Yes. Now, Karen, she is a 1995 Brighton High School graduate and a 2000 Eastern Michigan University graduate. And she followed in the footsteps of her mother, who is Mildred Quinn, who was a longtime teacher at Scranton Middle School here in Brighton. And Karen began her career teaching at Maltby Intermediate School, working with students with emotional impairment. And she's very been involved with the community, and in 2008, she began the Brighton Pack of Dogs program to have the social-emotional therapy dogs interact with the students. And if you've been a member of the Brighton High School schools at all in the last 40 years, you've known that therapy dogs have been around and have been very helpful. Well, Karen, by organizing these dogs, the program was all community funded and supported, including veterinary care, grooming, dog food, everything. And Brighton area schools, because the program has grown, became recognized in 2019 as the first Michigan district to own a therapy dog at every school. And Karen has led all aspects of the program from its initiation through its development. She is also a 2016 co-founder of the nonprofit organization I Will Right Now, that assists families of Brighton schools that are struggling financially because of catastrophic or life-altering illnesses. So she has really taken the infusion of Brighton and Livingston County activities and caring and is just really giving back to her community.
Well, and I know that the Pack of Dogs program is one that has been emulated by other districts. They've come to Brighton specifically to see how the district has implemented it, making sure that the social-emotional therapy dogs are in all the school buildings. I believe Brighton was the first district in Michigan to do that.
Definitely.
Yeah. So, and, I mean, she's really, put Brighton sort of at the center of that particular mode of educational assistance, and really making it a showcase.
Yes. Well, and if you think about, Karen was nominated to the Roll of Honor by troop leader Jennifer Butcher and the Girl Scout Brownie Troop 40209. They, as part of their weekly programs, I and Nancy Friedenberg, who's also on the Roll of Honor, did a presentation for the Brownie Troop. And they were very interested in all the women that have been part of it, and they kept saying, is Ms. Story in it? Is she part of this? And we said, no. They said, well, how can we get her part of this? And we said, well, there's an application, and it's applied, and the advisory council reviews each application that's submitted and looks at how long this person has been involved in the Brighton community and have they made a difference over an extended period of time. And they said, well, we certainly think Ms. Story has. And they nominated her, and her nomination was accepted by the advisory council, and we're very pleased to include her. And we're hoping members of the Brownie Troop 40209 will be there when we can finally have a celebration for these amazing women.
Absolutely. And then we have one final honoree, and that's the Athletic Championship honoree.
Yes. The various groups within the Brighton schools that have won championships, whether they've been chosen as Miss Golf or they've won the girls' cross-country team that has won state titles multiple times, or the softball teams and the lacrosse teams, we have started in the last few years to honor the women, Brighton High School graduates, that have been chosen as the top in their sport. And so Evelyn Money won the Michigan Scholastic Cycling Association. She was the first female varsity state champion at the state mountain bike championship. She's a 2020 Brighton High School grad, and she was a member of the Brighton High School Cycling Club that won its sixth straight Michigan Scholastic Cycling Association Championship Team Award in 2019. The Brighton Cycling Club began in 2013, and they only had 9 cyclists. And it's grown to over 100 members that practice over at Island Lake and Brighton State Recreation Areas. So we're pleased to welcome Evelyn.
Absolutely. And was the Athletic Championship honoree something that was added in the last few years?
Well, yes. Back in about 1984, we started recognizing the team. And so, like, the girls' cross-country team won state titles in 79, 80, and 83. And then the 2003 varsity girls' softball team won the, state championship. And the 2011 varsity girls' lacrosse team won the state championship. And the girls' ski team in 2014 was the Division I state champions. And then we started recognizing some individuals in 2015. And so we have Julia Dean, who was the Miss Golf for Division I, and Abby Griswicki, who was the 2016 Miss Softball winner. Actually, Abby actually attended, did not attend Brighton High School, but she lives in Brighton and attended a parochial school. And so she was honored. And Natalie Klein was the Miss Bowling for 2018. And now Evelyn Money has joined with being the first female varsity state champion for the state mountain biking.
You know, what I think is great about that, the addition of that to this, the history Roll of Honor, is is getting women of all ages involved. So you have this generational, you know, confluence that is nice to see, so that you know, that younger generation can see the accomplishments of the older generation and vice versa.
Exactly. That's what, and the whole point is that we're trying to share the stories and the accomplishments of the people, so that the young children in schools and all the way on up can really appreciate how these women have changed our community.
So that brings us to nominations for the 2021 Brighton Area Women's History Roll of Honor. Nominations being accepted right now through January 31st.
Yes, they are. The nomination forms are returned to the Brighton District Library, and the library, the Greater Brighton Area Chamber of Commerce building on East Grand River, and the Brighton Area Schools Beck Building at the corner of East Main and Church Streets, they all have printed copies of the nomination form, but you can go online to the brightonlibrary.info/roll, R-O-L-L, _of_honor, and you will see a whole page highlighting our past nominees, inductees to the Roll of Honor. We've got some information there, and we have the application, so you can just complete it electronically and email it in. If people have questions, they can contact me at the phone number 810-227-0656. They can send an email to brightonwomenshistory@gmail.com, or they can stop in at the Brighton District Library, and I will make sure I get their question and return the call to them.
And again, the nominations being accepted through January 31st. And, you know, as you were saying before, obviously, unfortunately, the 2020 ceremony had to be, you know, held off because of the pandemic. And you're still hoping to hold that.
We are still hoping to hold it. I'm guessing that we will not be doing it during March, that probably during late summer, as more people have vaccines and restrictions from the governor have lightened, that we will actually be able to do a wonderful ceremony that honors both the 2020 inductees and the 2021 inductees at the same time, and really have an opportunity, because we do a ceremony where their friends and family can come and watch. We highlight it. We usually have city officials and members from the Roll of Honor. The past members love to support the new members, and they're all usually there. It's a good gathering. The Roll of Honor is active in that we participate usually in the 4th of July parade from Brighton, and to let people know about the accomplishments of this women. And the other thing we recently did is through the National Women's History Organization, the National Archives, they were celebrating the 100th year anniversary of the ratification of the 19th Amendment with women's voting rights. And so we had a display in with the Historical Society, both in the Brighton Library and then at the Kobach Center. So we're trying to bridge ties to national organizations, too, so that people can be aware of all of the accomplishments and contributions of area women.
Absolutely, and I know you guys do a great job doing that. So, once again, nominations accepted through January 31st for the 2021 Brighton Area Women's History Roll of Honor. The details can be found on our website as well, whmi.com. Beth Walker, Brighton Area Women's History Roll of Honor Secretary Treasurer, thank you so much for talking with us today and telling us more about the honorees.
Thank you, John. We really appreciate the support that you and WHMI have given to our Roll of Honor, and look forward to working with you and publicizing the class of 2021 when they are chosen.
Absolutely.
Thank you very much.
And that's it for this edition of Viewpoint. Opinions expressed on Viewpoint are not necessarily those of WHMI staff, management, or its advertisers. If you have a comment about today's show or a suggestion for a future segment, call us during normal business hours at 517-546-0860 or send an email to news@whmi.com. Until next Sunday, I'm John King on WHMI, Livingston County Zone 93.5.